Fifth story out front. Drug enforcement officials are zeroing in tonight on a drug called Cloud9 as the brand of bath salt that could, and I emphasize could because we don't know yet, be behind cannibalistic behavior and a string of attacks. I want to show you some surveillance video of the most high-profile incident that happened in Miami last month when Rudy Eugene pinned down a homeless man and chewed off his face. Last night, we told you about a separate case also in Florida where police say Brandon DeLeon gnashed his teeth like an animal and tried to bite an officer while under the influence of a cocktail of drugs, including Cloud9. So what exactly is Cloud9? Out front tonight, clinical toxicologist with the Poison Control Center, Dr. Alexander Garrard. And good to see you, sir. I appreciate you taking the time. So can you just explain what is Cloud9?
So, you know, Cloud9 is just really one of a number of different types of bath salts that are available out there. They go by names like White Rush, White Lightning, Ivory Wave, and they all seem to contain three similar compounds, MDPV, methylone, and mephedrone.
So could there be an ingredient in Cloud9
that's definitely very scary?
But could there be an ingredient in it that causes this cannibalistic behavior that we've seen several examples of?
Well, I think probably what we're seeing is that this is probably an ingredient in there, which we don't unfortunately really know yet at this time, that somehow interacts with the chemicals in the brain. It either rather increases dopamine, serotonin, or norepinephrine, these neurotransmitters in the brain, and people respond differently to the different chemicals. Not everybody's the same. It could be based on genetics. We don't know why some people behave as cannibals and almost like zombie-like behavior, and why other people who use the exact same batch really have no problem at all. And that's part of the problem is we don't have studies, we don't have trials. A lot of what we know about these products are from the patients that come into the ER and that are having, adverse effects.